Secretary Mandel, the dictating an attorney letter to Matt Kavanaugh, attorney at law, address on file of the Shiller Law Office. Dear Mr. Kavanaugh, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Alfonso Fowler, please note the following medical letter. The first name is Alfonzo. Last name is Fowler, Fowler. On June 14th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I obtained the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 57-year-old male, weight 200 pounds, height 5 foot 11 inches tall, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 1st, 2019, period. The patient was the driver, period. He was rear-ended with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he hit his head on the window of the door, period. His left leg also struck the vehicle, period. The vehicle sustained moderate damage. Airbags were not deployed, period. He was driving a 2010 Chevrolet Silverado southwestbound on Southern Avenue in Indianapolis, period. The other vehicle that rear-ended him was a 2010 Ford Focus, period. Initially, he had headache, comma, left shoulder pain, comma, left leg pain, comma, cervical pain, comma, thoracic pain, comma, lumbar pain, comma, and pain going down both legs to his toes, period. Present day, he continues to have problems in his left shoulder, comma, neck, comma, lumbar, comma, and cephalgia, period. In reference to the left shoulder pain, it is daily and intermittent most of the day, period. It ranges in intensity from 8 to 10 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating pain, period. It is throbbing, period. He also has diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph. In reference to the cervical or neck region, it is intermittent, and it occurs 3.5 days a week, period. It ranges in intensity from 0 to 8 out of 10, period. It is described as a stabbing pain with radiation down his left arm to his fingers, period. He does have diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph. In reference to the lumbar or low back region, it is a constant daily pain, period. It is described as stabbing, aching, and throbbing, period. It radiates down both legs, with his left being greater than the right, period. It ranges in intensity from 8 to 10 out of 10, period. He does have diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph. In reference to the cephalgia or headaches, it is daily, period. It is intermittent and better with prescription medicines, period. It ranges in intensity from 0 to 10 out of 10, period. The timeline, new paragraph, the timeline of treatment is as follows, period. The patient sought emergency room treatment at the VA Medical Center. On examination, they detected tenderness over the lower cervical, comma, left shoulder, and low back, period. He was diagnosed with left shoulder pain, comma, neck, and back strains, and was released from the hospital, period. On June 13th, 2019, he was seen at Performance Wellness South. There was a restricted range of motion of the left shoulder, cervical, and lumbar areas, period. Multiple positive orthopedic tests were documented period. He was diagnosed with concussion, comma, post-traumatic headache, comma, muscle spasms, comma, radiculopathy, comma, cervical thoracic and lumbar sprains, period. He was placed into a treatment plan, period. He had spinal adjustments as well as other physical therapy, period. On September 19th, 2019, his range of motion was still limited in the lumbar area. He continued with spinal adjustments and therapy, period. Alfonso returned to the VA Medical Center on December 10th, 2019. Abnormalities, including tenderness and spasticity, were noted on examination, period. Prescription medications were prescribed, period. He returned to the VA Medical Center January 15th, 2020 for additional treatment, period. The abnormalities were noted on examination, and MRI was scheduled, period. For results, the results of the MRI were intra-articular long head biceps tendinopathy, period. Number two, supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinopathy, period. On January 29th, 2020, he went to Pure Life Injury. That's Pure is capital P-U-R-E, Life is capital L-I-F-E, Injury, capital I-N-J-U-R-Y. So on January 29th, 2020, he went to Pure Life Injury. Abnormal orthopedic tests were documented. On February 19th, 2020, he returned to the VA Medical Center, where he was diagnosed with a left rotator cuff disorder and lumbago, period. On March 31st, 2020, he returned to Pure Life Injury, who scheduled him for an injection, period. On April 23rd, 2020, he went to North Indy Pain Solutions and was administered a left subacromial shoulder injection, period. On May 29th, 2020, he had another shoulder injection, period. On June 16th, 2020, seen at Pure Life Injury and determined he was at maximal functional capacity, and he was released from their care, period. He was referred to ATI, physical therapy, on July 7th, 2020 to have more treatment of his left shoulder, period. On July 24th, 2020, he was released from physical therapy, period. He went back to the VA Medical Center on July 27th, 2020, and given prescription medications, period. New paragraph. I have reviewed multiple bills, including bills from Performance Wellness South, comma, VA Medical Center, comma, Pure Life Injury, comma, North Indy Pain Solutions, comma, and ATI physical therapy, period. These bills are approximately $19,000, period. I have found that all the treatment that I have reviewed and outlined above were all appropriate, comma, medically necessary, comma, and reasonable as it relates to the automobile accident of June 1st, 2019, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Sex is affected, period. He has difficulty playing with his son, period. Walking approximately one block is limiting, period. Sports such as football, boxing, and track are affected, period. Yard work is affected, period. Housework and sleep are affected as well, period. New paragraph. Medications include a prescription medicine for migraine, comma, oxycodone, comma, muscle relaxer, comma, acid reflux medicine, comma, allergy medicine, comma, as well as an inhaler and aerosol solutions for asthma, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes a migraine medicine, period. He is taking oxycodone and a muscle relaxer, period. He is doing stretching exercises, period. Past medical history includes asthma and acid reflux, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals he was involved in a minor motorcycle accident on May 30th, 2022, with no permanency period. The patient fell a few months or perhaps potentially years before he had therapy. Let me rephrase that. He fell a few months to years in the past period. He did have therapy for this condition, but there was no permanency of the left shoulder or arm, period. The patient has had no other left shoulder injuries, period. He did slightly injure his left shoulder in this fall injury, period. In 1989, he had an automobile accident where he injured his neck and low back area and had a few months of treatment with some permanency, period. The permanency involved a low back and required an L5 S1 disc surgery that did take care of his issues, period. He did have moderate back pain before the automobile accident of June of 2019, but it was much worse after this automobile accident, period. The patient has had no cervical pain before the automobile accident of June of 2019, period. The patient has had no severe headaches before this automobile accident of June of 2019, period. These headaches are new symptoms, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals lumbar disc surgery in 2001, period. He has had right foot surgery at age 4, period. New paragraph, occupation as he is retired. He retired from the military, period. He was placed on disability for his low back, period. New paragraph under allergies, no known allergies, period. New paragraph, I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. MRI of the shoulder, January 24th, 2020, with comparison to shoulder radiographs, June 2nd, 2019. Impression 1, no rotator cuff tear. Mild infra-articular long head biceps tendinopathy, period. Shoulder x-rays, June 2nd, 2019, no acute fractures or dislocation, period. CT of the cervical spine, June 2nd, 2019, was unremarkable. CT of the lumbar spine with comparison to January 13th, 2018, no acute fracture or subluxation identified. CT of the head, June 2nd, 2019, no acute intracranial process identified. X-rays of the lumbosacral spine, done July 27th, 2020, with comparison to June 2nd, 2019, showed degenerative changes of the spine, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, tendinopathy, comma, and rotator cuff strain. Number two, cervical trauma and strain. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, strain with radiculopathy. Lumbar trauma, comma, and strain with radiculopathy, period. The lumbar pain is an aggravation from a prior injury. Number four, cephalgia, post-traumatic in origin, period. Diagnoses 1 to 4 are caused by the automobile accident of June 1st, 2019, period. As I mentioned above, the lumbar pain is an aggravation of his prior injuries, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following, period. In reference to the left shoulder, he qualifies for a 5% upper extremity impairment, utilizing table 15-5, page 402, which equates to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, period. In reference to the cervical region, he qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-2, page 564, period. In reference to the lumbar region, he qualifies for an additional 1% whole body impairment utilizing table 17-4, page 570, period. This impairment rating would have been higher had it not been for his prior injuries, period. In reference to cephalgia, he qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment utilizing table 13-18, page 342, period. When we combine the total whole body impairments, he has a 9% whole body impairment as a result of the injury of June 1st, 2019, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Both using generic prescription medication as well as over-the-counter medications, he will require medications at $110 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient was told by the VA that he may need additional low back surgery down the road, period. I would concur and that a spinal fusion may be necessary at a later date, period. The patient can also benefit by some more palliative physical therapy at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. The patient has had several injections of his left shoulder, and I feel that he can use some more injections at an estimated cost of $2,000, period. The patient should consider a low back brace at an estimated cost of $200, and this would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient requires a cane approximately 4 days a week, and this expense would be approximately $150 and need to be replaced every 3 years, period. Eventually, the patient will probably require a scooter for ambulation, period. The patient will be more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his left shoulder and cervical region as he ages, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.